You are listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Every Thursday, we bring you the weekend weather outlook. And a short while ago, I talked with Kimberly Vaughn, part of the forecasting team at the National Weather Service's Juno office. And she sums up everything pretty much in two words. And I bet you can guess what they are: wet and warm. So going into the weekend, it's going to be tough to tell people that it'll be soggy and wet for the most part. Kind of puts a damper on things, pardon the pun. But what is bringing this long stretch of rain that we hear will probably continue into next week?
Yeah, we've got a front that's moving in on Friday, and that's going to pass through. But behind it's going to be a bunch of precipitation, and then the secondary system moves in by Sunday. So it's just going to be rain and more rain.
I know it's a little bit early to find out where we stand for this quarter, but earlier in the year, some of the meteorologists at the Weather Service had said that we were already way ahead of precipitation records for the quarter, and it wasn't even finished yet. So any idea on where we stand with it now?
Stand at number one with 28.36 inches fallen as of the 30th of March. So we've and what's interesting about that is that if it did not rain any more through the month of April, we would still be number one for the wettest four-month period. And the month of March was definitely above normal, almost by 2 inches for rainfall. So the record rainfall for the most rain ever reported at the Juneau Airport was 6.5 inches, and that was back in 1994.
So we've got some reference for that. We've talked a lot about rain. What about snow?
If you don't like snow, it was good that the temperatures warmed up to where we only had 3 days during the month of March that had measurable snowfall. So we ended up with only 5.2 inches falling at the airport. And that's about 7 inches below normal.
So summing things up, what is the storyline for March?
March is warmer and wetter.
Two words, warmer and wetter. All right. Well, I want to thank you so much, Kimberly Vaughn, who is a forecaster on the National Weather Service's Juno team. Thanks so much for giving us a look ahead.